Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura.
So, back in January this year, Taiwan actually got some real snow. Did you see or feel any, Laura?
Only on the news and Facebook, of course, because all my friends posted on Facebook. It was amazing. But I didn't get to see any near where I live. Did you?
Well, I was walking somewere in Taipei City that Sunday when the snow was there, and I saw just a few small white things in the air and a few bits of ice landed on my jacket. So middle of Taipei near Zhongshan East Road, I think I actually got snowed on for a bit. Who could believe it?
Oh, wow, lucky you. But why are we talking about snow?
Well, today's article is about the snow of May, so I thought there'd be more snow on the way this month.
You needed to read more of the article, Pat. This isn't real snow. It's what some people call the tong blossoms.
Okay, you're going to have to start from the beginning.
Let's all read through the article and find out what this is all about.
Reading.
Enjoying the beauty of tongue blossoms. Each spring, on the heels of the cherry blossom blooming, the forests of Taiwan are covered in a new white flower. It's the tongue blossom, and its arrival is celebrated with the annual Hakka Tongue Blossom Festival. The tongue blossom is known as the Snow of May for how its flowers cover the ground in Taiwan's forest areas. While the flowers are beautiful, the tongue tree has a deeper meaning for the Hakka people. For years, the Hakka survived by making use of the tongue tree. They made oil from the tree's seeds and turned the wood into umbrellas and other goods. These days, the tongue tree is not the Hakka's main cash crop, but it is an important part of their culture. To honor the tree, they hold festival events all over Taiwan. The events include Hakka music and dance, handicrafts and cuisine. Most importantly, people can enjoy the blossoms by going for walks along mountain paths carpeted with the white flower.
So, our article begins by saying, each spring, on the heels of the cherry blossom blooming, the forests of Taiwan are covered in a new white flower. Now, okay, we're going to go straight to our Shortcut for You video now, because on the heels of is today's phrase.
Shortcut for You.
Hey, what are you up to tonight?
My basketball team and I are going out to celebrate tonight.
Oh, it'll be nice to hold a celebration on the heels of your winning season.
Well, we did win most of our games, but my heels are fine.
When I say on the heels of something, I mean something immediately follows something else.
Okay, so on the heels of something means 紧接着点点点之后.
That's right. Hey, what will your team do tonight then?
Well, on the heels of a big dinner, I think we're going to party.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Woohoo, it will be.
So, we just saw that on the heels of means closely following or soon after, and on the heels of the cherry blossom blooming, the forests of Taiwan are covered in a new white flower. Now, we've got a few more words to look at in this sentence, and the first one is cherry, C-H-E-R-R-Y, cherry. Now, a cherry is a small, round fruit, usually bright red or dark red, and they have a hard stone in the middle. They grow on trees, and so those trees are called cherry trees. You often find a cherry on top of a dessert, like on a cake or on some ice cream.
刚刚有提到这个 on the heels of, heels 呢就是脚跟，所以 on the heels of 就是紧跟在某个事物的后面哦。 哎，那我们整句呢，其实刚刚还看到一个字，就是 cherry blossoms。我们先来看一下 cherry 这个字好了，它有樱桃的意思。像我们常常在蛋糕上啦，或甜点上面会看到怎么样，红色的鲜红色的樱桃。哦，不过有时候它也是 dark red， 就是深红色。I love cherry pie and cherry juice. OK， 不过呢，哎，刚刚我们有看到 cherry blossom 又是什么呢？ And what's all this about cherry blossoms blooming?
It's a very poetic phrase, isn't it? Well, blossom, B-L-O-S-S-O-M, blossom is a noun, and it means the flowers of a plant or tree, in this case, a cherry tree, while bloom, B-L-O-O-M, bloom is, in this case, a verb, meaning to produce flowers or to have lots of flowers.
哦，原来呢，这个 cherry blossoms 就是樱花啦。They are so beautiful. I see them in lots of idol dramas and romantic movies. Okay, bloom, 我来看一下，这个动词就是有开花或者是什么东西生长很茂盛哦。所以刚刚课文是说呢，这个每年的春天在樱花盛开之后呢，台湾的森林会被一种新的白花覆盖，这当然就是桐花啦。Okay, so cherry blossoms are beautiful, but this article is about the white flower that comes afterward.
Exactly.
The article says it's the tong blossom, 就是桐花, and its arrival is celebrated with the annual Hakka Tong Blossom Festival.
Okay, and in that sentence, we just saw the word arrival, A-R-R-I-V-A-L, arrival, which is the noun form of the verb arrive, A-R-R-I-V-E.Arrive. Something's arrival means it is arriving or has just arrived, so it's here now.
Okay, arrive 我们都不陌生，就是抵达的意思，不过就是动词，它的名词呢，就是我们刚刚课文看到的 arrival， 表示什么东西的到来啦，或是到达的人，或者是什么东西。And when the tong blossom arrives,It is celebrated by a festival.
That is exactly right. Now, the word celebrate is a verb. It is spelled C-E-L-E-B-R-A-T-E, celebrate. And to celebrate something means to do something fun or enjoyable, to mark or to kind of show that this is happening, a special time or event. Kind of say, here it is, let's do something fun so we all know it's going on and we all feel good, so let's kind of do something exciting.For example, we celebrate a wedding, we celebrate a birthday, and we celebrate graduating from school, okay? For that, we use the noun celebration. That's the event, okay? The word celebrate can also mean to mark a more religious occasion and to kind of maybe worship, observe it, kind of that sort of thing. For example, we celebrate Ghost Month by you know, incense and burning money. We celebrate Christmas, giving presents.Going to church. We celebrate Easter. Again, going to church, Easter eggs, and other special foods like that.
没错，提到了 celebrate 这个动词哦，我们就会联想到庆祝什么东西，像是刚刚 Pat 老师提到好多庆祝某人的婚礼啦 ，wedding 或者是生日，一定少不了就是 birthday， 但还有某人毕业 graduation。OK， 当然呢，还有指就是说 celebrate 一个节庆或者节日，像是 Christmas， 对不对？那有时候呢，像是 if I celebrate my birthday， I will actually go out to dinner。
Yeah， that's a lot of people do。
吃大餐 ，or okay， the whole family。To celebrate Christmas. Okay, so this celebrate 是有非常多的用法哦。Okay, so we also learned that the Hakka Tong Blossom Festival is an annual festival. What does annual mean?
Well, it just means it's a festival, it's a special event where a lot of people have fun and enjoy something and celebrate a particular thing or time. And an annual festival is one that takes place every year.
Oh, so annual 这个字就是一年一次的。OK, 那你猜猜看 biannual 是什么意思？就是每年两次的，因为 bi 就是 two 的意思，就或是半年一次啦。所以刚刚课文提到的一年一度的客家桐花季，就是为了要庆祝桐花的到来。我们刚刚有学到 arrival。The article goes on to say the tong blossom is known as the snow of May.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, for how its flowers cover the ground in Taiwan's forest.Areas. 所以桐花也被称为五月雪，因为呢，它的花朵会覆盖或是覆满在这个台湾的森林地上。
Okay, this is where I got confused
yeah.
about the whole snow thing.
Mm.
There's no real snow, but
no.
it looks like it with
yeah.
all of these white flowers that we can say they carpet or they cover or they blanket the ground.
Yeah.
We use a lot of kind of clothing words
nice.
For stuff like that. Okay, next the article says, while the flowers are beautiful, so here we're using while to mean
mm-hmm.
like although,
right.
while the flowers are beautiful, the Tong tree has a deeper meaning for the Hakka people.
That's right. Okay, 课文有提到就是 while 什么什么，虽然如何如何，所以桐花很美丽，但是对这个客家人来说呢，桐树却有更深刻的意义。What is this deeper meaning? The article explains. For years, the Hakka survived by making use of the Tong tree.
Okay, I see. We just use the word survive,
mm.
which is spelled S-U-R-V-I-V-E, survive. Okay, it's a verb, and it means to continue to live. And we normally use it to mean to continue to live in spite of some difficulties,
yeah.
problems, or even danger.
Mm.
For example, it is very hard to survive in the desert without water, or survive in the mountains without food and shelter.
Mm.
So the Hakka people must have used the wood and the other parts of the Tong tree to make things, you know, make things for their use or
mm-hmm.
sell or something like that. And that helped them to survive when maybe they couldn't get other work or couldn't otherwise live without it.
Right, okay. Survive 通常是在一个非常困难的一个状况或是困境之后仍然生存活下来这样的意思哦。比方像是我们可以说 The plant survived on very little water. 我也可以说 They managed to survive on his small salary.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 好可怜哦。Or humorously, we can say I mainly survived on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches when I was in college.
You too?
Okay, yeah.
Hard times.
Okay. 好，所以呢，刚刚课文提到说，有好几年的时间，客家人就是靠这个桐树为生哦。Let's find out how the Tong tree helped the Hakka people.
Okay, our article says they made oil from the tree's、
mm-hmm.
seeds and turned the wood into umbrellas and、
oh.
other goods. Okay, so lots of different things they can do with different parts of the tree.、
Mm.
Okay, I think they also made shoes,、
yes.
things like that out of them.、
Mm-hmm.
Overall, we use the word goods, G-O-O-D-S. Now, we're using this as a noun, and pay attention, it's always used in this way as a noun, as a plural. Okay, goods. We don't just say like one good, two goods for stuff you sell. It's goods, okay, always goods. And goods are anything that can be bought or sold or things that can be owned or、
mm.
made and so on. So our goods are things like, actually at AMC, our goods are things like our magazines and our books.
Oh, right.
And other groups,、goods would be things like clothes,、
oh.
food, electronic products,、
mm.
anything like that.
Wow, okay, 所以刚刚课文有提到哦，就是说他们用桐树的种子来制油，对不对？然后也可以用什么呢？木材制作成，哇，这个雨伞我很喜欢。还有其他的什么 goods, okay, 我们都知道 goods 是很好，可注意哦，这里的 goods, 而且都是用复数型哦，它是当作名词来用，有商品啦，或是货物的意思。像是我也可以想到什么，像是 furniture and other household goods,、
mm-hmm.
or maybe we could talk aboutthe large market for consumer goods like、
okay.
televisions or washing machines, etc.
I see.
Okay, so do the Hakka people still use the Tong tree wood today?
Well, the article says these days the Tong tree is not the Hakka's main cash crop.But it is an important part of their culture.、
Hmm.
Now, a cash crop, cash C-A-S-H,、mm-hmm. crop, C-R-O-P, cash crop, this is the thing that you grow or produce that makes a lot of cash, okay, which is money. Your cash crop is probably your most important crop financially.
嗯 ，OK， 所以如今虽然桐树不是客家人主要的什么 cash crop 是什么呢？就是经济作物，但对这个客家文化来说还是很重要哦。So the Hakka people get money from other things too, but they haven't forgotten the Tong tree.、
Mm-hmm.
The article says to honor the tree, they hold festival events all over Taiwan. 为了这个赞扬桐树呢，他们在全台湾举办庆祝活动。
Here are some examples of things that happen during the festivals. The events include Hakka music and dance, handicrafts, and cuisine. Handicrafts, which is spelled H-A-N-D-I-C-R-A-F-T-S, handicrafts, is any items for use in the home or for decoration made by hand. And the word cuisine, C-U-I-S-I-N-E, cuisine, just means food or cooking.
所以活动当中会有客家音乐还有舞蹈还有 handicraft 就是手工艺品以及美食 cuisine.
Okay, there's one very important part of the festival that everyone can enjoy, and it's mentioned in the last sentence of our article, which says, most importantly, people can enjoy the blossoms by going for walks along mountain paths carpeted with the white flower. Here we're using carpet as a verb.
Right.
We could use the word blanketed in the same way.
Okay, 所以最重要的是人们可以在铺满白花的山路上走走，欣赏通花的美丽。至于 carpet, 我们一般当作地毯来用，就是名词哦。当作动词 carpet 可以表示呢，把像是花草铺在什么什么上面哦。另外，我们可以用 blanketed 哦，就是好像就是毯子一样，就是覆盖这样子的意思。For example, I could say the valley was blanketed with snow.
That's right.
Okay, that's the end of our article. Let's now go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
So today's question is, what is your favorite flower and why?
I love white roses, and they have to be white.
Okay.
Okay, what about you, Pat?
I like sunflowers. I used to want to grow them when I was a kid, and I kind of still like those more than others. Once I planted some seeds under the living room, or under the window, not under the living room, under the window of the living room of my parents' house, and they grew almost up to the windowsill. They did. I also used to keep cactuses, some of which had little flowers on them.
Yeah.
They're plants rather than flowers, of course, but they grew pretty huge.
Nice.
I like a nice orchid as well.
Oh, okay. Sunflowers, I tend to think of them looking like happy all the
time. They do, don't they?
Cartoons, they have a smiley face.
Yeah, they do, and they kind of think, okay, they're summer sorts of flowers.
They cheer us up.
Yeah. All right, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for watching, guys. Join us again next time for English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Enjoying the beauty of tongue blossoms. Each spring, on the heels of the cherry blossom blooming, the forests of Taiwan are covered in a new white flower. It's the tongue blossom, and its arrival is celebrated with the annual Hakka Tongue Blossom Festival. The tongue blossom is known as the Snow of May, for how its flowers cover the ground in Taiwan's forest areas. While the flowers are beautiful, the tongue tree has a deeper meaning for the Hakka people. For years, the Hakka survived by making use of the tongue tree. They made oil from the tree seeds and turned the wood into umbrellas and other goods. These days, the tongue tree is not the Hakka's main cash crop, but it is an important part of their culture. To honor the tree, they hold festival events all over Taiwan. The events include Hakka music and dance, handicrafts and cuisine. Most importantly, people can enjoy the blossoms by going for walks along mountain paths carpeted with the white flower.
Vocabulary Review.
Cherry. Rebecca often likes to snack on cherries, which are her favorite fruit. Arrival. The arrival of my flight was delayed by 2 hours because of the weather. Celebrate. Chris celebrated his birthday by going out to dinner with some of his friends. Survive. Richard survived the car crash but was badly injured. Goods. You can get general goods and supplies at the store down on the corner.